Here.
Commissioner Boozer?
Present.
Commissioner Doge?
Present.
Commissioner Fager?
Present.
Commissioner Stakem?
Present.
Commissioner Williams?
Present.
Okay, it's 10 o'clock. We have a quorum. So I'll gavel the meeting to order. And we'll start with approval of the agenda. Can I get a motion, please?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Vice Chair Hesh?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Next is the approval of the minutes of the open session of March 25th. You all have seen the minutes. Are there any corrections or alterations to be made? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve, please?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, Vice Chair Hesh?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
It's approved. We'll go to the consent agenda. Item number one is number 539, a $1 Aces High. Number 540, $2 Match 3 Tripler. Number 541, a $3 Diamond Bingo. Number 542, a $5 Multiplier Money. Number 543, a $10 Win 50 or 100. Number 544, a $20 Money Explosion. Number 545, $2 Ravens. Number 546, $5 Ravens. Number 547, $10, 100,000 Crossword 5th Edition. And number 549, $5 Gold Bar Bingo 2nd Edition. Number two, the EGD Games and Component Testing, Certified Lab Software, Hardware, Game Certifications, VLTs, Table Games, Components, and Instant Bingo Machines for the period of 3/11/21 to 4/8/21. Number three are the consent agreements, regulatory violations, live casino, October, November, December of 2020. Number four, the gaming license application denials and revocations. Number five, the staff reports of James Nielsen, Deputy Director, Chief Operating Officer, John Martin, Managing Director, Chief Revenue Officer, John Mooney, Managing Director, Regulatory Oversight, Paula Yocum, Managing Director, Acting Chief Financial Officer, Carol Gentry, Managing Director, Communications, James Butler, Managing Director, Organizational Compliance, and Holly Sitko, Principal Counsel, Office of the Attorney General. Does anyone care to pull anything out to discuss from the consent agenda? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval of the consent agenda?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Commissioner Williams, seconded.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Vice Chair Hesh?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay, we'll move right along to the operator reports, and we'll start with Matt Highschool.
Good morning. So in March, Hollywood was up 21% versus 2019, driven entirely by slots. Slot revenues were up 23% with volumes up 20%. And even though those numbers are wild to consider, tables remain a concern for us. Table revenues were flat versus 2019 with volumes down about 14%. So it wasn't all rosy, but at the same time, I don't know how many more times in my career I will get to report numbers like that, so I'm going to enjoy it. To add to the good news, April is just as strong, so if we hang in there, hopefully we will have another month of some eye-popping numbers. In upcoming exciting news, construction is set to begin midsummer on the Great Wolf Lodge. Aaron Chamberlain and I had a conversation with their head of development a week ago, and it's pretty thrilling to see this project kick off. As they've announced it will be their largest property in the country with over 700 hotel rooms right here in our backyard. Typically, during these types of things, the casino picks up some additional revenue, even during construction, as workers visit after their workday, and we don't believe it'll be too disruptive on business in the interim either. So I can't say enough about how excited we are to have that neighbor getting started. Finally, I just want to pass along a couple of notes of thanks to the team at the lottery. Over the last week, we faced some significant challenges that endangered some important parts of the business, and the culture of partnership between the casino and the lottery is as good as I've seen. I've worked in many jurisdictions, and it's just not like that elsewhere. So thanks in particular to John Dennison, Bill Metz, Teresa Mann, Michael Eaton, and the lottery team on property for all their help of working through that. And in that same vein, that culture has been built through the leadership of Gordon, and I don't want to steal his thunder, but just want to publicly say thank you for all these years of great partnership. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thanks, Matt. Let's go to Bobby Sample at Ocean Downs.
Good morning. Our March results were also up 13.3% to March 2019. Actually, kind of amazing given it's off season here. And also the comparable month in 2019 had a very favorable calendar with five Friday, Saturday, Sunday versus Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in 2021. It was in both slots and tables. Slots revenue was up 13.8%. Some of that was by volume. Volume was up about 7%, and balance was driven by hold. Table games revenue was also up about 9.8%, and that was completely hold driven. Our drop was actually down about 13%, and our hold was very, very strong this year. This was all primarily driven by a lot of visitation to the area. Even though there was not a St. Patrick's Day parade in Ocean City, which is usually very, very popular, there were still a lot of people that came to town for that weekend, and really throughout the month of March. And in this time of year, the fact that we have fewer games on the open for play on the floor is much less of an impact than it is during the summer months. So, you know, that is also part of our results. In April, we have a return of our slot tournaments, and they have been extremely popular. It's been almost 3 years since we've been able to have a true slot tournament. We've done them in smaller groups so that we can maintain distance, and we've sanitized between each group to do it very safely for our customers, but it's been very, very popular all month, and culminates this weekend with the final showdown. We're looking forward to our Derby festivities. Obviously, our ownership is Churchill Downs, so the Derby is very important to us, and we also have a racetrack, so we will be utilizing our full property to host a lot of different events for that weekend. In the month of March, we have participated in, in the month of April, we've participated in financially supporting Bringing the Wall That Heals, which is a traveling replica of the Vietnam Veteran Memorial to the Ocean Pines area. This is the only location in Maryland where this wall will appear. So we're very proud to have been part of that. And we are working from a team member perspective on enhancing our employee recognition programs, and that's going to be a focus for us in 2021 and forward. And I would like to echo Matt's comments to thank you and good luck to Gordon. It's been a pleasure working with you. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Anthony Ferranca, you're up.
Good morning. Congratulations, Gordon. You will be missed, my friend. I really appreciate all the support you've given me personally, welcoming me to the Maryland market, and obviously also to everyone on the call. So I wish you all the best. March was also a very strong month for the live property from a gaming revenue perspective in particular. Of course, we had a slew of marketing promotions, but I will say that the stimulus package plus I think we've seen a resurgence in the 50-plus-year-old guests starting to return. I think they're getting more confident with vaccinations happening. I think we're seeing a greater return of that demographic, which is helping our revenues. Gaming revenue up 8.8% year-over-year to a little over $60 million. Slots up 7%, tables up 13%. Poker was down a little bit. We're taking a look at the marketing programs for poker. We're focused on that a little bit. But all in all, net-net, very strong month from a gaming perspective for the live property. Non-gaming revenue, slightly different story. We still have not recovered from pre-COVID levels, down about 37% year over year. However, we are starting to open things up. We've had several food and beverage amenities shuttered for a bit, but now that we're coming out of the pandemic and seeing some good signs of public confidence, we're opening a couple more venues that had previously been closed, so we think that'll help lift with our non-gaming revenues. We also have the grand opening of our new sports social outlet on April 29th. That's our brand new $10 million-plus restaurant in the center of the casino that will eventually serve as our sports betting hub with our FanDuel partnership. We're very excited. That'll happen on April 29th. It'll just be a restaurant to start, but as soon as the law, you know, gets squared away, that'll be also our home for our partnership with FanDuel. So very excited about the future. Also talking a lot about entertainment. You know, we have our 5,000 plus seat showroom that's been sitting idle, but it's been put to very good use. For those that aren't aware, we're using it as a vaccination clinic. We've partnered with Anne Arundel County to serve the community and let it act as a vaccination clinic for thousands of people that have come through here to get vaccinated. So very proud about our ability to get on offense and help support the fight in getting past this terrible pandemic. But at some point, maybe later this year, depending on state restrictions, we're starting to talk a little bit about, you know, what does the entertainment calendar look like for the hall? Does it start in Q4? Does it start in 2022? So ongoing conversations, but again, very optimistic and excited about the future. A couple things in the community. Of course, I mentioned the vaccination clinic. The leadership team at Live also recently donated over 500 boxes of produce and perishable food items to some local families in need through the Y of Central Maryland. Always good to help out with our friends at the Y. And then, of course, recently we also celebrated a couple employee appreciation days and did some free food for our team members in our team member dining room. And that's it for me. And if anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Anthony. Let's go to Ahmad Ahmad with Rocky Gap.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. just like my colleagues mentioned, higher demands and relaxation of COVID restrictions in the first quarter, especially in March, resulted in an increase in slot revenues by about 12% over March of 2019. That performance trend continues into April as well. Table game revenues were down by over 10%. However, we see a rebound here in April. And with regards to March promotions, although our process and format has changed in the event center, for instance, for giveaways and such, March promotions were received. They created a good level of excitement, and demands from our guests keep increasing, which is a pretty good, healthy sign. This trend continues into April, and we're happy to see this lasting impact that we did. In March, we partnered with UPMC Western Maryland and hosted a vaccination clinic for our team members, the last of which was April 16th, Friday. And we continue to encourage our employees to take advantage of vaccination opportunities throughout Allegheny County, of course. As of, I'll say, maybe April 19th, our employees are probably 35 to 40% vaccinated so far, and we hope this number increases. We also partnered with our local United Way to help provide relief for families in the greater Allegheny County region. We hosted a job fair at the end of March, and another one actually yesterday afternoon on April 21. The results are pending to see how we did, but it is fair to say that staffing is becoming more of a concern, especially for us moving into our busy season and busy months to come, and hopefully we will be able to combat this. Thank you so much. And by the way, we wish Gordon the best in his next endeavor from Rocky Gap Casino Resort. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mud. Randy Conroy. Horseshoe.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Horseshoe reported $13.8 million in slot revenues in March. That was up from 9.6 in February and up slightly even from March of 2019 at 13.6. Table games was $6 million in March, up from 4.7 in February, but down significantly from March of 2019. March of 2019 was our top performing table games month, I think, in our property's history. So a tough comparison. But nonetheless, as many has mentioned, improving trends in March and April continues to be outpacing previous comparisons. Horseshoe, a little bit different. We have, operating restrictions still in place. The 25% building occupancy restriction was lifted to 50% on March 26th. So, that's exciting, and that has helped generate improving revenue since that restriction was lifted. We still remain very cautious, however, regarding promotions and COVID protocols. Baltimore City has seen some increased case counts, and so we've really held back on most of our larger promotions and just kind of taken a more cautious approach. Vaccines for our team members, we're seeing more and more of our team members accept the vaccine. We, as I mentioned last time, we offer essentially about a $100 gift card incentive for all those who show that they've been vaccinated. And we're seeing a lot of folks come through with that. So got a ways to go, but really encouraged by Maryland's overall strategy with vaccines and the amount of supply increasing. That's very helpful, both from our team member perspective and for our customers. A big one of our charitable events that we've done perennially is the Paul's Place. We're doing a hero event there next week. We'll be serving food over there and doing other volunteer activities. One of the interesting programs they were getting ready to go, but COVID happened, was what's called Groundwork Kitchen. And it's a culinary training class for some of the folks that utilize Paul's Place that, teaches them how to cook. And honestly, we have a lot of job openings right now at the Horseshoe. So I think it's something we look for, in the future as a nice pipeline for potential culinary talent within the casino. Legislation was really exciting, as most, everyone knows. We have a lot of work ahead together to make sports betting a reality, but I think there's going to be great upside both for the industry and for Maryland. Finally, as mentioned, Gordon will be missed. I love the fact that he had, really understood that the industry and, the lottery and the regulators are very well aligned, both on the need for integrity within the business and for revenue upside. So, I'm sure we'll have more conversations, Gordon, but congratulations on your retirement. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go to Jeff at MGM.
Good morning, Commissioners. As we predicted last month, March was the best performing month that we've had since our property reopened in June, with our total gaming revenues increasing 6% compared to March of 2019. The increase was driven mainly by table games, where we saw an 11.1% increase, and slots, where we saw a 4.3% increase. We do continue to spend significant time and attention on our health and safety efforts. We're particularly focused on ensuring that our protocols and compliance remain strong, even as the vaccinated rates increase and attitudes seem to be relaxing a bit along with that. So far, we have not seen any meaningful uptick in guests flaunting our masking or social distancing requirements, but we want to keep a close eye on that as the vaccinated rate increases. We've also offered several walk-in vaccine clinics for our employees, and those were very well received. And as supply and demand dictate, we hope to continue those. Operationally, we continued a light promotional calendar in March, again, for health and safety reasons. But we did see a good month, partially due to the lifting of our capacity restraints. We're now up to 50% in the casino. And we were bolstered by a strong showing for a 500K blackjack tournament. I am proud to announce that our outdoor gaming / smoking patio is now open. We look forward to seeing how our customers engage with this new amenity. We're getting ready to open another amenity, which is a noodle bar inside the casino itself. designed to be a fast casual offering located just adjacent to our new expanded Bach Pit. In our community report, I wanted to touch on some back of the house programming that we did for Women's History Month. We spent time highlighting women who are making a difference here at National Harbor. In all, over the course of the 4 weeks, we profiled 25 women who are leading and doing amazing work. Overall, it was a very well-received program. And finally, like everyone, I really do want to take this opportunity to give a very heartfelt thank you to Gordon and congratulations, both on behalf of myself, and, MGM, and myself personally. His assistance and partnership with MGM goes without saying, but his patience and understanding in working with someone who's still very green in this industry has been unbelievably helpful and truly appreciated. And Gordon, you will be missed. And with that, happy to take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thanks, Jeff. All right, the man of the hour, it's your turn, Mr. Bedenica.
Good morning. I'm all choked up. I can't say enough thanks to all of our partners here and to the many great kind wishes I've received. And but you'll have another shot at this because next month will be my last commission meeting. So maybe we'll save a little bit for then. One of the great things is that I'm going to be going out on a great high. The business is just outrageously good at the moment. It's really very heady days, certainly for the lottery. You know, although the year-over-year comparisons are just a bit misleading because this was the sort of the time when the lottery was down a lot a year ago. Nevertheless, as I've been saying for a couple months now, we are certainly on track for an all-time record. And year-to-date, sales are up 20.5%, profits are up 20.2%, and we are on track to meet that VRE estimate of $666 million profit for the lottery this year. We're three-quarters of the year through, and so far we're at 76.5% of our way there. So we still have a great shot of reaching that very aggressive VRE number, obviously well in excess of the previous record of about 593, I believe. And as you heard from all the casinos, they are recovering so nicely. In our press release in March, of course, you all saw that they set an all-time record of $169 million in revenue. And year-to-date, revenues are up 8.7%, contributions up 9.9%. The casinos have a shot at the BRE estimate, which is $703 million. Right now, they're 73.9% of the way there. So hopefully they'll be very close, if not at that that target. Of course, the news of the month came out of the legislature. With the passage of HB 940 in sports betting. It is a very complicated bill, and it will be a great challenge to the team here at the agency to implement its many provisions. One of the unique features is the creation of an all-new commission called the Sports Wagering Application Review Commission, to be known here forward as SWARC. And the commission will have seven members. The chairman will be Chairman Mariner, as noted in the bill, or his designee. The other six members of the commission, two appointed by the governor, two by the Senate, and two by the House. Now, I'm sure many of you have read the bill and looked at it, and of course, you know all the different kinds of licenses, A1, A2, B1, B2, online. And I would suggest those categories are mainly there for the difference in application fees, which have a huge range. For the casinos, it's $2 million. And for small retail establishments, it's $50,000. But perhaps another way of thinking about who's in, who's out in sports betting is the as-of-right entities versus the to-be-competitively-bid entity. And within the as-of-right category, and these are both in A's and B's. We've got obviously our casinos, the horse tracks, OTBs, sports teams, those kinds of entities. Then on the competitive bid side, there'll be 30 retail establishments in addition to the ones as of right, and 60 online. Now, I think we all realize that these numbers are really not going to constrain anyone, because I don't think the marketplace can support that many. For example, we saw in New Jersey, I think they had authorization for something like 36 online licenses, and right now there's only 17 operating. The same with the retail. Even though it's 30, even for small entities, there's a $50,000 non-refundable application fee. So that'll keep out, some of the probably less qualified entities or smaller entities. So all of this, is moving forward. It will be the work of some time. We'll have to add significant staff to handle all the licensing activity that will go on, and so this will be the work of some time. I think with good luck, our casinos may be able to be up and running in time for football, if not the Super Bowl next year. Their major task will be to obviously get approval first from SWORC, and then also to get licensed with all of their basically sports betting operators. And as you know, all the casinos have already established relationships with very well-known, well-established sports betting operators. Certainly BetMGM at MGM, FanDuel at Live, Barstool Sports at Hollywood. Caesars, of course, has just bought William Hill, Rocky Gap has their relationship through their owners, and the same with Ocean Downs. One final note in terms of the legislature, there's another bill, which much less visible, HB 532, which inside the agency we're calling the everything bill. It's got a lot of various aspects to it. But most significantly, Hollywood will finally gain a little bit of relief from their quite onerous tax rates. And Horseshoe also gains a little bit on their tax rates. Ocean Downs now has the ability to build a hotel should they pursue that option. And then there are other more inside baseball things about the payout percentages at casinos and things like that. So that's another bill that we'll be implementing as well. And finally, just a quick note on my retirement. As you saw, Jim Nielsen, deputy director, will become the acting director. And I can't thank Jim enough for stepping up and filling in the blanks here. And but the governor's office, appointments office, will be conducting a search. So the next director, and Jim has already announced that he won't be a candidate for the full-time director, but we'll see where the appointments office goes with their search. And again, without getting too teary-eyed here, I want to thank everyone. And again, I look forward to next month and my last commission meeting. And who knows, maybe even some one-on-one interactions that I can say thank you to the many great, great people in the agency and in our partner organizations. And it's been a great ride. Thank you.
Well, Gordon, I would be remiss if I didn't say that the state of Maryland has benefited greatly from your leadership. You have done what I believe is an awesome job, and I personally will miss you tremendously. I'm a little annoyed that you are bailing on me in the midst of this sports wagering thing that's the freight train staring down my throat now, but I'll get over that. But I was contacted by the dean of the Director Alumni Association of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Commission, the Esquire Stanley Fine, And he will be joining us next month to give you a proper send-off.
That's fantastic. I spoke with Stanley. It's great to hear.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll have obviously a whole lot more to say next month. So moving right along, let's go to Mr. Lode. Jim, do you have a report, an action item? Okay. Failing that, let's go to Leo Momorski.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. Before I proceed on my action item, are there any questions or comments on my marketing staff report? I'd be very happy to answer anything.
Please proceed.
Okay. Thank you. The action item pertains to the instant ticket games and related services contract number 2019-05. This contract is for the printing of our instant scratch-off games and related business enhancements. Before I proceed, I first would like to thank Commissioner Hash for being a member of the evaluation committee. His participation and contributions to the process were significant, and for anyone that's ever been through a review, it's never ever an easy task. So thank you, Commissioner Hash. The RFP was issued in January of 2020, both for a primary vendor and alternate vendor. The primary portion is for 67% of the printing, and the alternate is 33% of the printing. We received three responses from companies, all of which we currently do business with, which were reviewed by a procurement officer to ensure they all were in compliance, which they were. The evaluation committee went through an extensive review process from which we prepared the report you were provided. I don't know if you have any questions on that report. If not, I will proceed.
Please proceed.
Thank you. For the primary contract, Pollard Banknote was ranked number one technically and financially. Scientific Games and IGT were technically qualified to be our alternate vendor. The evaluation committee and procurement officer recommend that the four-year contract with 1 3-year renewal be awarded to Pollard Banknote, and the alternate four-year contract with 1 3-year renewal be awarded to Cell Games and IGT. With your approval, this recommendation will be submitted to the Department of General Services and the Board of Public Works for their June 16th meeting. May we ask for your approval?
Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval, please?
Commissioner Doak, so moved.
Commissioner Williams, second it.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Vice Chair Hash?
Approved.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doak?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager.
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem.
Approved.
Commissioner Williams.
Approved.
Great, it's approved. Anything else, Leo?
No, sir, thank you. Enjoy your day.
Great, thank you. You too. Now we'll go back to Jim Lowe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. I apologize, my call was dropped at the most an opportune time. Actually, I didn't want to follow Gordon. Does anyone have any questions regarding the monthly gaming report?
If no, sir. Please proceed.
We can go directly into our action item. Our first item today is the Ocean Down smoking area expansion and temporary reduction of VLTs. Ocean Down Casino has submitted a request for approval to expand their outdoor smoking area pursuant to COMAR 36.04.02.02. Once completed, the area will consist of 93 VLTs, which will be a combination of 63 VLTs currently located in that area and 30 VLTs that will be relocated from the indoor gaming floor. The overall VLT count at the property will be unaffected by this project. Ocean Downs has secured the necessary permits for construction. They have been providing MLGCA staff with plans, drawings, and updates as required. Staff will ensure that the outdoor gaming area meets all regulatory requirements prior to commencement of gaming activities. The projected opening date will be on or around July 4th, 2021. The Ocean Downs request and schematics can be found on the MLGCA share drive under my confidential reports. The construction project will require the closing of the outdoor smoking area and the removal of the existing VLTs in that area. Dover Downs is, I apologize, Ocean Downs is also requesting approval for the temporary reduction in storage of 63 VLTs, which will be returned to operation at the completion of the project. Ocean Downs projects a slight reduction in gaming revenue once the VLTs are temporarily removed, which will last until the outdoor smoking area is reopened. So today's action would be the approval of Ocean Downs' request for the expansion of their outdoor smoking area and the approval of the temporary reduction of 63 VLTs, and staff recommends approval for both requests.
Thank you, sir. Any questions or discussion from the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval, please?
Commissioner Stegman, approve.
Can I get a second, please?
Commissioner Hatch.
Second it, Commissioner Williams.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. All in favor? Vice Chair Hatch?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Well, there you have it. What else can we do for you, Jim?
Thank you. Our second item
have
today.
One. Yes.
I do.
Yes,
the 2020 promotional play report. The 2020 promotional play report. So, in accordance with COMAR 36.03.10.36G. Each facility operator is required to submit a report of its use of free promotional play during the prior fiscal year and recommend any adjustment to the limitation on free promotional play established in regulation. Current regulation COMAR 36.03.10.36F states that each facility operator may exclude from taxable proceeds an amount that equates to 20% of proceeds facility generated in the prior full fiscal year. The promotional play reports can be found on the MLGCA share drive, also in my confidential file. Each of the reports that were submitted by the facility operators recommended that no adjustment to the limitation on free play. So for today's action, the commission may direct staff to adjust in regulation the amount of free promotional play that is excluded from taxable proceeds or take no action and leave the rate at 20%, and staff recommends that the commission take no action and leave the rate at 20%.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions from the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve, please?
Commissioner Williams, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Vice Chair Hatch?
Approve.
Mr. Boozer?
Approve.
Mr. Doge?
Approve.
Mr. Fager?
Approved.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Mr. Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Now, is there anything else we can do for you, sir?
That is it for me today. Thank you.
Great, thank you. It looks like we've concluded everything that's on the agenda. Our next meeting will be Thursday, May 27th at 10 a.m. Unfortunately, it will still be in this call format. So I hope everybody stays safe, and we stand adjourned.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks.